going to try this now. It is January 6th, 2010, and I'm speaking with Brian Flood. And what I'm going to ask you, first of all, is about the rowing club. And from your time, let's start first. When did you get involved?
I got involved in 1979.
Okay.
I was hitchhiking, and Gary Hunter, the assistant coach, picked me up along the highway. I was coming back from a track and field practice, and he said, "Why don't you give rowing a try?" And I said, "Okay." And that's how I got involved.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Yeah.
I brought my brother Henry down, and that was our start.
Okay, so you started in 79, but the club actually started in 71?
I think that was my understanding, 1971, 72, 100th anniversary of the Great Race.
Right.
And Dr. Hum Bonnycastle was the driving, founding force behind the club. But it was a community involvement. Many members, prominent members of the community, from Jack Stevens to Danny Britt, were all instrumental in helping Hum Bonnycastle get the club going.
Mm-hmm. Why did they want a rowing club?
I think the history of the river, from the great boat race of 1871 through to the 1920s with Hilton Bellier, and then there was a hiatus, and then Dr. Bonnycastle wanted to bring it back in 1971.
Mm-hmm. So when you got involved,
correct,
tell me about it. What was it like? What was there? How many boats? Was there a club?
It was, my recollection, a converted car wash that Danny Britt had donated to the club. It had a dirt floor. It had a few old wooden boats.
Uh-huh.
We used to do our dry line winter training in the, today it's the Bill McGuire Center, and we did our weight circuits there in the winter with our new coach, Keith Radcliffe, who had come over from England.
Mm-hmm. So, what, you say new coach, what do you mean by new coach?
Well, he had come to St. John with a company or a job, and then because he was a former rower, he gravitated to the rowing club and took over and became our head coach.
Okay. So what was it like? How many of you were there at that time?
Not many. There was David and Mark Allen.
Okay.
Who had recently with Wayne McConnell, and fourth member, I believe, was Butch.
His name might be in one of these.
Correct, it will be.
Yeah.
They had won up at the Nationals under Keith. And there was myself, Henry, and a few other early rowers.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
They won at the Nationals. I mean, the club was relatively young, and they won.
Yeah, they won in 1977. I believe that was the date. And it was Dave and Mark Allen in the pair. I think they were the first ones to win at the national level.
But would that be at St. Catharines? Or?
I think it was at St. Catharines, yeah.
Yeah. So, did you meet Dr. Bonnycastle? Was he involved at all?
Yes, on many occasions. He was a great fellow, a great driving force. I believe he was retired from headmaster of RCS at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you a quick story. Keith wanted to bring over a new Carbocraft boat from England.
Say that again.
He wanted to bring over a new Carbocraft boat.
Carbocraft?
Yeah, they were...
Spell it.
You'd have to Google it.
Okay.
So he called... it was a long boat. I think it was a 4 and an 8. And to bring it from England was next to impossible, so he called Barney Danson, who I believe was the Minister of National Defense, and asked Barney to put it on transport, military aircraft coming from England, and that's what he did.
But you were okay. I mean, you had nothing to do with rowing before that, and you got in this tippy boat and went out on the water. What was it like? I mean, did you fall in love with it, or?
Well, the first year, I actually only made it about a month. I had herniated disc and cracked a piece of vertebrae in a downhill ski accident, so that put me out. But I had a back operation in June and came back the next year, and my brother had continued on in that summer. And I would say both of us were just naturals. We fit in like a foot in a slipper.
Yeah, but you okay, naturals physically, or you just loved it as well because it is a very strenuous sport.
I would say both of us had a passion for the sport, similar to giving a dog a bone.
Yeah,
We just loved
well, that's pretty obvious
it.
because you've been involved, or certainly the family has been involved in various ways up to the present day. So that, that's pretty amazing.
Yes.
And so just tell me a bit about your racing with Henry. Was Henry your, like, did you always row together?
Well, yeah, I think we gravitated to a two-man boat because it was easier, although we did row a four with Rick Cassidy and John Allen. But the two-man boat was easier because the two of us had the same intensity level. We used to train 7 days a week, twice a day, and we just hammered and hammered and hammered away.
And what stage of your schooling would you be at that time, like?
Grade, it was, we rowed from really grade 12 to fourth or last year university.
Okay.
It's an amateur sport, you can't make any money or living,
Yeah,
so.
yeah, yeah. So, okay, what did you, what to what level did you what level did you achieve in your rowing?
I won five Canadian and two US titles, and I think Henry ended up winning eight Canadian titles.
And those were as what?
I think we won three in the pair,
Right.
and I won two Canadian and two US in the single scull. And Henry was with me in the pair, and then he had won, I think, in the single later on too in the dash.
When you went to these meets and things and you first got involved, was there any sort of like, who are these people? Who is this club? I mean, there was no club, and then all of a sudden there were winners from this community.
Well, they gave us a snowball chance in hell. They really didn't think we had a chance, but we were dogged determined. I can remember when I won the US title, I was in Los Gatos, California, lined up at the start. In the
And
start,
sorry, was this singles?
yeah,
Yeah.
I lined up the start. The starting man was New Jersey. He asked me where I was from. I said, New Brunswick. He said, where is that? I said, above Maine. He started laughing at me. So I just went out there and I said, I'll show you. And I won twice.
That just makes it even better.
Sure. I
Yeah.
mean, you know, we come from a small village. We're simple people from Renforth, but with hard work and with a lot of effort and training, you can compete with anybody in the world.
How do you think, how does this course, this area, the rowing area on the river, compare to a lot of others that you've raced on?
Well, it's terrible. I mean, it's a body of water that at some points can have 4 or 5 foot waves. I don't know how many times we almost drowned, but I could say it must be on both hands. We went down in the frozen water. But we found our patches of flat water usually in the cove or along the park or heading towards Drury Cove, either late at night or early in the morning. But it's not a very conducive to training because most of the training courses are flat.
Do you think that helped with your level of skill because you had to overcome so much?
I think we're just dogged determined and we
Mm-hmm.
showed the way. I mean,
Yeah.
we, I think, showed the kids that you could win at the national, international level. And I think my younger brother Chris came after me with Wayne McFarlane, who was just down the street, and they were never beaten in Canada in the pair and went on to, Wayne won at English Henley, and Chris was, I think, fourth. Best result was fourth in the world, and actually he would have won probably the next year they won the gold, but he blew his back out, so
Well, it is. That's the thing. It is hard on the body. There's no question as well.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. The coaching you had, you mentioned Keith Radcliffe.
Sure.
Who paid for this? I mean,
Keith was a volunteer.
And you're kidding. Was he?
Yeah, oh, yes.
Yeah.
His hats off to Keith. He did a phenomenal job, and he really did. He really took us to the next level and allowed us to believe that we could win.
And he was right.
And well,
adversity, I guess.
Absolutely.
So, okay, from that beginning, when did the club start to build? When did it start to get some? Would it be the Canada Games, around the Canada Games?
Yeah, I think what happened was, I think in the early 80s,
uh-huh.
Henry and myself were winning and winning consistently. And younger kids were coming in behind us, and then we had the 1985 Canada Games, and that was a blockbuster. Chris and Wayne won gold there. The Oxley brothers with Don and Dave Dickinson won gold. And rowing became, in the Canada Games, New Brunswick's most medaled sport. I think it was either 28 or 32 medals were won by New Brunswick in rowing, and I think you show the kids away, and they said, okay, we can win too. And they took it to a different level. We ended up having world champion Ed Winchester won at the World Championship, and we had Don Dickinson went on to the Olympics twice. And it helped spur Fredericton Rowing Club on, because we developed a friendly rivalry between Kennebecasis and Fredericton, and they were able to produce many medal winners at the international stage too, coach under Kim Norris.
When did you get the new building? Was that, for the Canada Games?
Yeah, it came with Fred. Fred Demers was the head of the building committee, and that came with 1985 Canada Games. And going from a converted car wash with a dirt floor to that new building was like going to the Ritz-Carlton.
Is there room in that for training, like for the weights and everything? Is that upstairs? Or
yeah,
is...
they put an upstairs to it.
Uh-huh.
It's still, by most rowing standards, substandard, you know,
mm-hmm.
compared to if you look at Philadelphia's Boathouse Row, or you go down to the head of the Charles and Harvard and MIT's, their boat clubs are all beautiful. But, you know, it doesn't matter. You go there to win. It happens between the start line and the finish line.
Yeah, for sure. It's true. You participated in one of the, I guess, call it a reenactment, but or was it an invitation over in England? How did that come about?
Well, their crew had come over in 1971. That was the 100th anniversary. We were invited back by Newcastle and Tyne, the club. That's where James Renforth, the gentleman who had died in the 1871 race, was from. It was their 700th anniversary of the town of Newcastle and Tyne, and what they had a regatta and invited us over.
And what was it like? I mean,
Well, it was, the river's a lot narrower.
Uh-huh.
It was, I think we ended up having, in the three races over there, we won, I believe, at Marlow, and had a couple silvers and maybe a bronze or something.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. I mean, we were treated royally.
I guess that's what I meant. How did people respond to you? And were they aware of the race here?
No, I would say rowing has a tremendous history in England,
mm-hmm.
but I think Oxford came, the Oxford-Cambridge race in Henley, the English Henley,
mm-hmm.
Sort of, because it has been played out every year, sort of would gather a lot more media attention than a race that was in 1871,
yeah.
if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But at the time, the race in 1871 was on the world stage, because it was prior to baseball, for the most part, baseball, hockey. You know, rowing was the king of sports back in the 1870s.
So the involvement, you continued for quite a few years, and some of your family are still involved in the club.
Yeah. God bless my mother. She kept us in close. and food and milk. My father was president of the club. Chris is today. My youngest brother is the president of the club. Henry was the president before Chris. And so I'd say we've had an involvement of about 30 years with the club.
That's pretty good. That's amazing.
Yeah,
really,
sure.
From that beginning.
I got my wife, Carolyn, there too.
Yeah, that's right.
that can have that. You better put that first.
Yeah. And how does it rate, or do you know, among other clubs in the Maritimes or the Atlantic region?
Well, as rowing, I would say Canovacasis would be the number one club.
Really?
For sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're a small fish, come from a province of 700,000 people. I mean,
yeah.
That's a suburb of Mississauga.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You know, it happens between the start and the finish.
Oh, for sure.
And, you know, we were trained hard. I mean, our typical training session was we'd have about a 3-mile run in the morning with about a 5-mile row. And then at night we had a 5 to 7 mile run with a 10 to 15 mile row and weights after that, and we just kept hammering day in, day out.
Do you want to mention anybody else in connection with, you know, being involved or supportive of the club? Because I think you're right about Renforth. It's an incredible community.
Well, and I think that's the important thing right up front. It has always been a community endeavor, right, from the annual captain's dinner, which I believe is on the 35th or 37th year, of local business people and community people supporting the dinner. Families in the community, we have an honorary oars, the Emersons, the Oxley, the Irving family. Just about everybody, it's been a community supported club, and I think that's why the club has been so successful.
Mm-hmm.
You have your neighbors, your friends, your relatives, the local business people, all the local town council, all supportive of trying to be the best. And so when you had the New Brunswick flag on your back, you take anybody on.
Yeah.
You just weren't afraid.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add?
Well, I think your son Todd was a good rower in his own right, and I think, you know, it. I think if you went around the community, you know, there's people like Andy Messer, who was our first Olympic rower, and in total, I think the club probably has won, I'm guessing, over 100 national titles, and gosh, I don't know, 20 or 30 or 50 international titles, everything from Pan Am game medals to. We had a single sculler, a tall lady.
From
yeah.
here?
Yeah.
Or from Fredericton? From
no,
here?
From here. You know, the teacher, skipping me right now, but you'll catch it in your book, who won Commonwealth Game medals. So, you know, I think there's so many kids who came after and have excelled that I think it just bodes well.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, for sure. Well, that's good.
Okay,
see,
there we go.
That wasn't so painful, was it?